Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. It's finally getting warm outside and you're unpacking your shorts and slides, so don't you want to watch a movie outdoors? Well, this week I'm looking at three drive-in type movies, a western, a slasher, and an action movie. There's a pair of super spy assassins and their cute little son, a notorious outlaw and his little grandson, and a small town doctor whose rebellious daughter is being chased by a killer clown. Shadow Force, co-written and directed by Joe Carnahan. It's present day in the USA. Isaac, played by Omar Sy, is a de facto single dad, his wife has disappeared, taking care of his young son, Kai, played by Khalil Kamara. He likes driving around in his car with his son and singing along to middle-of-the-road R&B classics. He keeps a low profile and avoids all cameras, and he's also hearing impaired. His eardrums were shattered in an explosion. But when a random gang of robbers attacks a bank he's in with his son and threatens the kid's life, his years of training kick into action. He manages to disarm or kill all his attackers in just a few seconds. Well, the footage goes viral and his identity is blown. You see, Isaac was once a member of an elite international paramilitary troop known as Shadow Force. Their job, to keep the GC nation safe by assassinating anybody their boss wants them to. And who's this boss? Jack Cinder, played by Mark Strong, a ruthless killer. But when Isaac and another Shadow Force agent, Kyra, played by Kerry Washington, started dating and fell in love, they both went AWOL. Fraternization is strictly verboten, except apparently between Cinder and female members. And no one ever leaves the Shadow Force alive. The remaining members have orders to eliminate them both, and the one who kills them first gets a huge reward. But now Kyra and Isaac are back together, and their son is in danger. And with the help of their longtime CIA agent friends, Auntie and Unc, played by Divine Joy Randolph and Method Man, maybe they can rescue him. But with the Shadow Force closing in, what are the chances of survival? Shadow Force is an extremely light and vapid action thriller movie with a bit of humor. The premise, a secret kill team run by the G7, is totally ridiculous. So what's different, what's new about this one? It's a husband and wife kill team taking care of an innocent kid as they try to live a suburban life. Also, they're both black, quite unusual in action movies. So there are a lot of parenting jokes and husband-wife patter, stuff like that. The fight scenes are blurry and too close up, not great. The shooting scenes are a bit better, and some of the chases, like in a motorboat, are not bad. I want to see this because I like French star Omar Sy, and he was not disappointing, nor were the rest of the cast, Washington, Strong, Randolph, and Method Man. They're all good, though much better than the crap material they're working with. Shadow Force is a passable action film, but instantly forgettable. Rust, co-written and directed by Joel Souza. It's the 1980s in the Old West. Lucas Hollister, played by Patrick Scott McDermott, is an orphan who lives with his little brother Jacob in their family homestead. Their ma died of fever and their pa shot himself afterward. Now it's Lucas who provides for and protects Jacob. Cooks his food, buys his supplies, and protects him from any danger. But when an errant shot aimed at a wolf accidentally kills a townsman, Lucas is arrested, tried, and, though still a young boy, is sentenced to death by hanging. A local matriarch, Evelyn Bassett, played by Frances Fisher, is a great aunt. His great aunt pleads for his release, but to no avail. But that night, an Outlaw breaks into the prison and after a shootout escapes on horseback with Lucas. The man is gruff, grizzled, and a mean old cuss. But Harlan Rust, played by Alec Baldwin, is also Lucas's grandpa. He promises to find his brother and take Lucas somewhere the law can't reach him. The boy doesn't like him, but doesn't want to die, so they grudgingly start on a long journey south toward south from Montana. But what they don't realize is they're being pursued by a large number of people. Wood Helm, played by Josh Hopkins, is a rare, honest lawman who wants to bring them both back alive so he can hang them. He's got a posse to back him up. Then there's Preacher Lang, a notorious black hat bounty hunter, played by Travis Fimmel, who had his start murdering escaped slaves for cash. Rust and Lucas are way ahead, but their pursuers are catching up. Will Rust fulfill his promise? Will Lucas ever get to know his newfound grandpa? Or will they both be caught and killed by the bounty hunters? Rust is a classic bittersweet western about an outlaw and his grandson being tracked by bounty hunters. It has everything you expect. An outlaw and a sheriff, shootout, showdowns, the usual. Acting's okay, and there's a credible narrative, but much of the movie is a muddled mess with lots of people shouting and shooting, and you're never really sure why or at whom. In case you haven't heard, Rust is that notorious Western where the cinematographer was accidentally shot and killed on set by Alec Baldwin due to a firearms mix-up, and the director was wounded too. 3 years later, they managed to reshoot some missing scenes, recast some roles, and cobbled it all together. This is the result, released as a tribute to Helena Hutchins, the woman Baldwin killed, including some of the many incredible scenes she shot, all on film against magnificent western skies. The lighting alone in this movie is exceptional. Rust is not a great movie, but if you're curious, like I was, now might be your only chance to see it on the big screen. Clown in a Cornfield, directed by Eli Craig. It's Kettle Falls, a small town in corn country, middle America. Quinn, played by Katie Douglas, is a city girl from Philly who's just arrived with her dad, played by Aaron Abrams, the town's new MD. He had a nervous breakdown when Quinn's mom, his wife, died, so they're relocating to somewhere less stressful. It might be more relaxing for him, but it sure is not for Quinn. The house smells like dead bodies, and most frightening of all, there's no signal. There's a no signal zone. She can't use herself, luckily. Their gigantic next-door neighbor, Rust, played by Vincent Muller, who likes hunting and fishing, offers to walk her safely to school. But once there, things get worse. She falls in with the bad kids, who happen to throw the best parties, and is immediately given detention for no reason. Her new friends are Janet the snob, Ronnie the regular girl, Tucker the class clown, and Matt the dumb jock, and their undeclared leader, Cole, played by Carson McCormack. He's a self-described son of an oligarch. His family founded this one-horse town, and they own the only business, a corn syrup factory represented by the logo of a clown named Frendo. But Cole, like his friends, all want to tear it all down and get out of this place. So Tucker and Matt have been creating short videos portraying Frendo, the clown, as an evil serial killer, acting out gory scenes that then go viral on the socials. But things take a drastic turn for the worse when the actual Frendo embarks on a murderous rampage and the bad kids, including Quinn, are on his hit list. Is Frendo a ghost or is he a person? Why is he killing the teens? And who, if anyone, will survive? Clown in a Cornfield is a classic slasher horror pick about a killer in a small town. It's bloody, scary, and funny. The killer clown, who appears after anyone sees a friendo jack-in-the-box, uses a butcher's hook, a bow and arrow, a chainsaw, anything to decapitate or disembowel his victims. This movie follows many of the typical slasher plot turns, but with enough new twists to make it very enjoyable. I especially like the generation gap gags, like when the teens are trapped in a house, but they don't know how to use a dial phone. The entire movie was filmed in Winnipeg with an all-Canadian cast, which makes me wonder, is Friendo an evil twin version of the Winnipeg's Nutty Club's Candyman clown? I gotta say, I prejudge this movie by its title as something derivative and stupid, but you know what? Clown in a Cornfield is a whole bunch of fun. Shadow Force, Rust, and Clown in a Cornfield all open this weekend in Toronto Checker Local Listings. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies, each Saturday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.